This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The Ebola virus seems to be slowing its spread in West Africa. Some media outlets report Liberia is poised to reopen its schools after the epidemic forced them shut 6 months ago. Dr. George Pullman recently returned from an eight-week aid mission in Liberia. He joins us on the phone from his home in Durham, where he's in voluntary quarantine. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got a long history of aid work in Africa, especially since you retired 4 years ago. What brought you to Liberia?
I was called by an aid organization, Heart to Heart, out of Kansas City, and they were tasked with opening an Ebola treatment unit. We call them ETUs, and they needed to have people on the ground by the middle of November. I have experience with living and working in Africa, some experience certainly with tropical medicine, and just understanding the culture and the people seem critical in the work against Ebola.
So what appears to be helping slow this spread in Liberia?
I think the most important thing that has happened is the public health announcements and messaging by the president. This began in September. She closed all the schools, all the stores, started taking temperatures before you went in. Every place you looked, you had to wash your hands in chlorine solution. And maybe the most important aspect was safe burial. The tradition in Liberia was the family would wash, clean the body of a deceased, kiss them goodbye before the burial. And of all times, this was the time at which the Ebola virus was at its maximum level and the most likely to spread to other people. She advocated safe burial techniques, which initially was to cremate the body, and because of cultural reasons, this was not acceptable. But then they implemented community burial teams, and these teams were trained to properly bury. They were given personal protection equipment. They prepared the body. They placed it in a body bag and did the burials. And this had a greater impact, I think, on the spread of Ebola than anything else in the country.
According to CDC guidelines, you are considered low risk for Ebola infection. So why are you in quarantine?
For two reasons. One, I think there's still a public perception out there that anybody who's been to West Africa has Ebola and is going to spread it throughout. And so I think simply for public perception, the right thing to do was to voluntarily put myself in quarantine. But maybe the more important was we're in the midst of a flu epidemic, and if I were to develop a fever, I would be placed in the hospital for at least 3 days till Ebola was ruled out. So I put myself in reverse isolation just to protect myself from the general public right now.
And you're completely healthy, right?
I feel fine. I'm taking my temperature twice a day, calling it in to the health department here in Durham. If there are any symptoms or if any fever, I would report it immediately.
Dr. Pullman, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
George Pullman is a retired family physician. He returned to Durham from Liberia in late December.